Now that we have discussed the five individual codes for this dimension, let's look at the overall code. This code captures evidence of students' involvement in cognitively demanding classroom work and the extent to which students participate in and contribute to meaning-making and reasoning. When rating a segment for this code, it's useful to ask yourself, what are the students doing in this segment? Are they merely listening to the teacher presenting the content? Or are they contributing to the building of mathematical ideas? Are they practicing known procedures? Or are they thinking and reasoning about novel tasks? For segments where the teacher is leading a discussion or lecturing, most of the evidence of student reasoning comes from the mathematical statements and questions students make. So, in these situations, the overall CCASP score will often reflect the scores in the three communication-based codes of this dimension. Students provide explanations, student mathematical questioning and reasoning, and students communicate about the mathematics of the segment. For segments featuring small group, partner, or individual work time, student reasoning often occurs through work on a non-routine task. So in these situations, the score in overall CCASP will tend to reflect the scores in the two task-based codes of this dimension, task cognitive demand, and students work with contextualized problems.